This is the closing market report for a Friday afternoon. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason on this 21st day of April, joined by Eric Snodgrass. He's at Agrible right here in Champaign County. Eric, thanks for being with us. Yesterday was a beautiful day. The day before, gorgeous. And we're cooling off now. What's happening?
Well, we did have a cold front that passed through and did knock temperatures back. But there's going to be some good stuff to talk about with that cold front. And it's that a lot of folks in the Midwest are going to get a chance to plant because things have kind of cleared out. Now, let's talk about planting and planting progress. You know, we had an update from the USDA this past week telling us that we're about 6% planted across the country. So for some comparison here, 2016, by this time of year, we were at 13% planted. 2012, we were at 17% planted. In 2010, we were at 19% planted. But at the same time, 13, 14, and 15 were all about 2 to 3% planted at this time. So it's something to watch, but it really becomes a big deal about a month from now. You see, the USDA, when they do their yield projections throughout the year, one of the variables that they use in their model is the May 15th planting progress. And so we're still a month out from that. But we have to keep watching what the weather's doing. It's going to keep some folks out of the fields because it has been wet. I'll be honest with you, my longer-term forecast here continues keeping things wet.
Can you tell me about that rainfall that we're seeing in, for instance, Oklahoma at the moment? Will it spread through parts of the Midwest where we really need to roll?
Yeah, that's the most important thing in the short term. We've got a low that's emerging in Oklahoma. In fact, across parts of Arkansas and Oklahoma, they've already got flood watches and warnings out. That whole system kind of translates straight off to the east toward North Carolina through the end of the weekend. But we're expecting a lot of rain in Oklahoma, southern Missouri, southern Illinois, Arkansas, Kentucky, and Tennessee, places, again, where we're trying to get a lot of planting done. But here's the good news. If that system goes south, the northern half of Illinois, northern half of Indiana, Iowa, Wisconsin, Minnesota, they're going to be dry all the way through Monday, which is going to be good to get them back out in the fields, getting field prep work done, and then getting that corn crop in. But the temperatures will be on the cool side, although right now I'm not looking at any major frost that could potentially hurt this area. It wouldn't even matter anyway because the plants are not really emerged yet to give much of a risk. But I want to tell you this. When we're talking about Iowa being behind with its planting, there's a big concern I have toward next week and the end of next week. We have a weak system that's going to come across Iowa and northern Illinois on Tuesday. So that's kind of in their little window of planting there. But it is Thursday through Sunday. So this is next Thursday through next Sunday. We have a big trough that's going to come out of the Rocky Mountains. But that trough has what we call in atmospheric science is a negative tilt to it. And all that means for everybody else is that that's going to slow the forward progression of the trough down. Troughs bring unsettled weather. We're talking about a lot of precipitation here. By May 1st, in parts of Iowa, southern Minnesota, eastern Nebraska, northern Missouri, I'm looking at maybe 2 to 3 inches of additional rain. And both the U.S. model and the European long-range model are in agreement about this. So that's really going to keep those folks out of the fields about a week from now. So we got to watch that closely.
Can you look into May after that? Will they be able to plant?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, when we look at May, the longer range forecasts are projecting, a continuation of the active weather patterns, which means, a little bit wetter than average across the Central Plains and the Midwest. But one of the things that I've kind of seen in the long range forecast that showed up now for a few weeks is the fact that we're calling for May temperatures to return more toward average and maybe possibly slightly below average when you average the whole month. So that doesn't mean every day is going to be cool, but on average, the whole month, slightly cooler than average. And I'm not predicting any major frosts. What I'm talking about here, though, is that this is going to really kind of stunt the accumulation of growing degree units early in the season. Just something to be on the lookout for. I don't expect major implications out of this, but it's what we need to be watching for this time of year.
Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate you taking the time with me today.
Yeah, thank you.
And of course, Eric Snodgrass, he's with Agrible. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. This has been the Closing Market Report.